Are you curious about yoga, but worry that you don't have the time or the capacity to do all of those perfect asanas that look so beautiful on Instagram feeds? Would you love to like see what yoga is all about, but just don't think you have the body or the ability to do it? Then you're going to love this episode. I'll be chatting with Diana Vitantonio, who is the most beautiful, sensual yoga instructor who allows us to do yoga in our own way, to trust our body and to tap in and to take advantage of those pauses to sit with the discomfort. And in doing so, practice sitting with the discomfort of emotions. And in fact, there are so many mirrors to sex that I couldn't believe how many were coming up. This is so full of value. I really hope you enjoy it. So whether this is your first time here or you've been here before, welcome. I'm Lisa Welsh. This is In Bed with Lisa, and you're in the right place for conversations that are going to help you to access more pleasure in your life and have more fun in bed, because life is too short for mediocre sex. Now, if that sounds like something that you're interested in, then why not go ahead, like and subscribe, rate and review to make sure that you get the next installment and to help me to spread this word to as many people as possible. Without further ado, let's dive into today's conversation. Welcome back to In Bed with Lisa. Today, I am delighted to be joined by the beautiful Diana Vitantonio, who is a sensual yoga teacher who helps people to come alive in their bodies through the tool of yoga. Welcome, Diana. I'm delighted to have you here.
Oh my God, can I have you introduce me to everything and everything?
I'll lend you a drum roll as well.
Perfect. Well, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, anytime. It's been such fun. Even before we even started to record, I'm feeling like you're my new BFF. I could chat to you all evening. So yay, thank you for agreeing to talk to us today. So for anybody who does not know about your work already, do you want to give us a little teaser, taster of what you do?
You know, I teach yoga, and I think everyone has a idea of what that is, yet there's so many different ways to practice yoga, just like there's so many ways to do anything. Mm-hmm. And I have always been a teacher that is trying to guide people into their sensuality, to get them reconnected to their body, to feel safe in their body, to be able to just connect to the body in a way that is healing.
And I think anybody just needs to take a glance at your Instagram account to see that it's not like your normal average yoga teacher, which yoga teaching is amazing. Their feeds look fabulous, but there's something about yours that is like really alive and just like,
good. That's what I hope, you know, I'm hoping that all of this work is to help us feel more alive.
Definitely. It translates. So what I really wanted to talk to you about today, what I would love for you to help and impart upon us, is how can we use yoga as a tool to help us to access more pleasure in our body? And especially if we're like really busy, like, is yoga a realistic tool that we can slip into our day to give us some of that juiciness?
Yes, I absolutely think you don't have to do a lot of yoga to get a benefit. Mm-hmm. If you do a little bit of yoga a lot, you'll find you probably get better results anyway. And for, I would say that, you know, part of it is just allowing yourself to move your body in a way that isn't rigid. And if you can get out of, it has to be perfect, or this is the perfect alignment, and instead you go in and you just drop in and feel, then you start to take ownership of your body and your feelings. And it's very empowering.
So where would you start? Because when I'm a kind of a bit of a perfectionist, and I like to overthink things, like I think many of us, and I love the idea of yoga. I love the look of it. I love watching people doing it. But where do you start? Like, there are so many different kinds of yoga. There are like different asanas and poses and positions. Like, it just feels like a lot. Like, I don't know where to just begin. So what would you recommend?
You know, there's, I would say, you just, even just turning on music that you like. Because I like to do yoga to music. If you just turn on music that you like and that it helps you kind of move and feel and not be so rigid, so that even you just want to kind of like shake your shoulders sometimes or even your hips sometimes, I think that really helps. But just keeping in mind that it may take a little bit of time for you to kind of get it, but it's all about feeling. So for me, it's spread your fingers really wide, and then you do it and you feel it. You know, it's not, it has to be 4 inches apart. It's do that, or press your foot down into the floor and press through the outer heel, and you're going to feel your outer glute turn on. And then you just start to connect to the body in that way. And I think when you do that, it's just natural to start living your life and being more in tune of what you're feeling in your body.
Okay. Yeah. So like bringing like awareness to actually what you're doing and how that feels.
Exactly. The whole time practicing in that way. And not worrying too much about what it looks like or if you're looking like anyone else. I think that's the most important way to practice. And that's the way I teach.
And that is quite different from what I often try to do. If I try to do yoga, I'm trying to get that angle or get that foot to reach that thing. And I'm not really thinking actually about how it feels. I'm just like, can I get my knee up there and this angle and bend it there? I should be getting my chest on the floor. Like I'm definitely more thinking about the process. I mean, not the process, but the end result, which then is all that enjoyable.
Exactly. Exactly. So the idea is to actually enjoy it, to get so comfortable in your skin and to get so comfortable with feeling that you're enjoying it. And then I think it strengthens joy.
As well as your muscles, maybe.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yes.
So is there like a particular pose that you think is the one that we should be doing to like juice ourselves up?
You know, there is a great place to start is just getting on your hands and knees.
Mm-hmm.
Really, just getting on your hands and knees. And I would suggest closing your eyes if you felt safe to do it. If you feel safe to close your eyes so you're a little bit more in tune with your feeling. And just start to circle the hips to the right. And then just start to circle it. And then see what you can do and how big you can go. And then figure eight. And you just start moving the shoulders and the hips. And even just in that way, you just, you know, get your body going. And again, coming into the totality of your sensuality.
Mm-hmm. Diana, this is my kind of yoga.
I know.
Swing, big circles. I can get into that. I can definitely get into that. And what about cat-cow? I actually like cat-cow.
Yeah, exactly. And then you do that next. And then you'll start to do cat and cow. And then again, if you just allow yourself to not go into it, needs to be perfectly here, 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 here. And you just start to move your body and make it feel good.
And you know, I didn't think that a yoga teacher would be like chill with you just like wiggling around and doing stuff like that. You know, I love that this is your vibe.
I know. Thank you. I know. I don't tend to go to the classes that are very rigid. You know, there's a lot of styles of yoga that's set series of poses in the exact same order. And it's, you know, very structured in that way. And I just have never really been called to that. I wanted to feel like I'm dancing, you know? So it's like, I like to feel like I'm dancing.
like a playful kind of yoga.
Yeah,
I love that. I mean, and I'm sure there are benefits to all of those different kinds of yogas, but they just don't feel to me achievable in my, in the limited capacity of time that I have, that I want to move my body in a certain way, and not being able to do those particular phrases, I don't know what the word is, like choreographed sequences, it feels like, oh, that's something that's not achievable for me. So just like the permission to use yoga as a tool that fits in with you and feels fun, it's like revolutionary.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, that's what I do when I practice on my own at home. I turn on a song that I just am into, and I just start to move and kind of create this own little, my own little dance. And it is just a free flow in a way, you know?
And do you always follow, you say a free flow. So is it a free flow of particular poses, or do you let, like, can you let your body go? Is that still yoga?
Yeah. I'll let my body go. I mean, sometimes I'll do a yoga move that's on the ground, and then I'll lay down and I'll roll over and I'll, you know, cross my legs like I'm doing a, you know, a striptease in some way. And I'll like incorporate just some sexy moves. And I love that, you know, so it doesn't have to be boxed in. But I also know a lot of yoga poses, so it's in my head that I know them, and it's kind of easy for me to find a pose and then work in and into it.
For sure. Like you already have like that muscle memory to intuitively move between them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. So how important do you think adding your breath is to this kind of playful yoga style?
Oh, I think it's so important. So first of all, I think part of the gift of yoga is the focus on the breath, and specifically how the breath changes your nervous system. So, and this can, you know, just relate to even just being in the bedroom or anything, but if I'm not breathing deep, I'm probably a little bit more up in my head and not so much down in my body. And in that way, if I'm in my head, you know, we tend to feel a bit more overstimulated in the nervous system. Whereas if I'm breathing deep, then I can kind of just start to relax and feel safe to start to move in ways that are intuitive. So I think the breath is huge. And if there's one thing that I would teach people before anything, it would be breath work, and to just teach yourself how to breathe deep, and you teach yourself how to calm down. I have people that say to me, like, I just taught this to my daughter, and breathing and changing her life in her behavior. Because a lot of times we're just dysregulated.
Yeah. So what is a technique that, you know, we could just try if you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed and you want to get back in your body? Is it just a case of like slowing down your breathing, or how could we, what is a takeaway for that?
Yes, but the specific part of it is exhaling longer than you're inhaling.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take a 4-count inhale, you want to exhale at least 5 or more. And that's the way you drop into your body and you begin to calm down.
Simple. That is simple. And is it nose in through the nose, out through the nose? Does that matter?
Yeah, I do in through the nose for sure. I would say exhale out the nose or the mouth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever feels right, just kind of trusting in yourself to do that.
Yeah, it is simple, but so many of us just don't think of it.
Yeah.
But I know that everyone listening, if you just incorporate it a couple of times, it's amazing how much more in tune with your body you'll feel.
I love that. Okay, so now I've got a question that's going to come out of left field a little bit, changing the vibe a little, but is there a yoga position that can like help us actually to like be more flexible in bed, or a yoga position that we can kind of incorporate into a sexed position? Like, what is some sexy yoga?
Yes, of course. So, you know, there's a million different names to every yoga position, I think. But there's a position, it's called Malasana. A lot of people call it goddess, or the yogi squat. And it is, your feet are a little wider than hip width apart. Your toes turn out a little bit, and you squat down low. And yes, it's a hip opener. Mm. So you're going to feel a little bit of fire in the hips and the inner thighs and the outer thighs and around the pelvis. But yeah, and you can actually just start to turn your hips in a circle even while you're there and then go the other direction. Mm. But yeah, it's very sexy. Oh, and
it's like a deep, deep, like primal, that almost feels like primal. You can almost imagine a woman like giving birth in that position.
Exactly. That's exactly the position I'm talking about. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's one called Happy Baby. You're lying on your back and your knees are spread wide, and you grab onto your feet. You can straighten your legs. So it's like, you know, you're lying down with your legs wide open.
Onto your feet, and you can kind of rock back and forth in that position too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. And then just once you're there, and then just roll over onto your belly and give a little lift in the chest and the head and shimmy the shoulders, and you know, just start to move free.
Love it. And you know something, that in our life, like there's in our day-to-day life, we don't often like really open our legs like that. We're taught that is not ladylike. So what a great power position to be like, I am opening my legs fully. Both of those positions are like wide open.
Wide open. Exactly. Here, wide open.
Mm-mm, look what I got.
Exactly.
It reminds me of that ancient goddess statue. It's Sheila and Gig, something like that. You know which one I mean? Like, it's a statue of like this woman, and she's like bent right down in that goddess position that you said, and she is pulling her vulva apart, and her vulva is massive, like taking over most of her body. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I've never seen it, but I'm going to look it up as soon as this is over.
Image is prevalent on lots of ancient European buildings, like churches and things like that. It's quite a prominent figure, this very proud vulva owning, and she's usually got quite a garish expression on her face, like, yeah, look what I got. And like, it's
it is a power. There is a power in the pussy, you know.
So much power. And that is exactly what came to mind when you were describing that. So yeah, I love it, love it, love it. I'll show you in a second. I'll have to like share it in the show notes. But I love that. So, okay. We are basically saying, give yourself permission to free your body to move in a way that feels good. A lot of hip stuff. I feel like you're teaching us a lot of hip stuff. Rocking, rolling, letting ourselves like be free to do it, just to follow, just take the lead from our bodies, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, how you press your feet down in even just a simple pose helps activate the muscles around the pelvis. And when you do that, when you activate those muscles around the pelvis, once they activate, after they contract, they have to relax. And so that's really how you open your hips very much, is that you engage the muscle for just a little bit of time, and then you let it relax. And you do that over and over and over again, and you'll start to have more mobility or more openness and feel a little bit more free. Because if you're really tight, you might not feel so free there.
Yeah.
But with a consistent practice, again, it doesn't have to be very long. You can do these short little practices daily that just help wake you up there and then open you up there.
Amazing. How long would you recommend to do daily?
I mean, you could do 15 minutes and that is enough. Mm-hmm. I like to go longer because I can, but a lot of people don't have a ton of time and it really doesn't need a ton of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel like a big commitment at first if it's uncomfortable, because like you said, if there's not a lot of mobility there initially, you might feel like, oh, yoga's not for me because I'm not very mobile and I'm tight and tense. So you think just starting with a few minutes is a good place to
yeah begin. And as long as you're consistent, it, you know, it doesn't have to be daily or anything like that, but yeah, I've seen so many people's bodies change. I've seen people walk into my yoga spaces and they just have really tight, beautiful body, but tight. And then, you know, after some time, 6 months or a year, I'll walk up to them and I'll say, do you notice how much your body has changed? And they'll see a little bit of it, but I see it. I mean, they're just they're freer.
Yeah.
They're more in tune. They're more relaxed in their skin. Mm-hmm. They're more confident mm-hmm. in their movements. And to me, that's so good.
Yeah, so, so good. So I also have a question. I'm not sure if you would have any experience with this, but what about women who are maybe disabled or wheelchair users? Is there anything that they could do to help support their movement and any way into yoga for them at all?
Absolutely. You know, there's actually a really amazing yoga teacher who teaches from a wheelchair. His name is Matthew Sanford. And it just depends on how much movement they have in their body. Like if they can move their arms and their shoulders and their upper body, I would say let there be some shoulder movements. But the idea is to get into your breath, mm-hmm. allow your breath to deepen, slow down. And when you slow down, you can even close your eyes. And as you close your eyes, you almost imagine your awareness hovering down, like in your belly or your solar plexus or your chest. And you just allow yourself to kind of be there, down in your body. And you can move. You can also do it still, but yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Visualization, do you think that can play a part in all kinds of yoga? Is that a tool that you incorporate in your work?
Yes, definitely. And I also think that it's part of what happens when you do trauma therapy. It's you're just allowing yourself to be safe again, feeling your body and making it good. Sometimes yoga can be discomfort, right? Mm-hmm. So what I try to do is I try to go into the discomfort and go, can I relax there? Yeah. And if I, every day I can just start to relax a little bit more into that, then I know that I'm creating a safe space for me to process my life, my feelings, my emotions. So
so using yoga itself actually as a tool to help you to kind of feel those uncomfortable feelings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one of my big focuses is can I feel safe feeling, because I always, you know, I've struggled with addiction in my history and not wanting to feel. Yeah. You know, and I've been, you know, even just in the bedroom, even feeling like locked up and not sure how to feel all of those things. Cause I just, no one really taught that. There wasn't always a language of, oh no, that's good. And then go ahead and just feel it. So instead of discomfort is bad, no, it's good, but can I relax into it? So
that is really powerful, because like you say, these things we do experience in the bedroom that sometimes a trauma or a memory or something could trigger, and it can be very overwhelming. And especially when you're in the middle of sex, like, how on earth do you deal with that? But if you have a practice through yoga that teaches you to accept feelings as they come up and just sit with them and process them in a way that's not as charged as sex, then it can help you in the bedroom when those things happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming. I didn't see that angle coming. So that's powerful. And I'm guessing that there would be a correlation between sitting through the discomfort of a pose and the discomfort of emotions as well. Is it a similar thing?
Absolutely. And I think they all kind of connect. Mm. And I know for me, if I have physical pain, it makes my emotions a little bit more up on the surface.
Yeah.
A little bit more up on that edge, right? And so the ability to feel that. And I always learned, you know, well, I learned when I was probably in my 30s, which is pretty late, that feeling isn't analyzation or processing in the mind. But feeling actually is going down in the body and like, oh, I have a sensation here in my chest. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to feel a little tingling over here. And really kind of moving into the language of sensation. And that's how we process our emotions too.
Yeah. And I'm seeing how yoga can be a vehicle for this processing, because there is moments of stillness, those awful stillness where you have to feel stuff.
Absolutely. And I love that you said awful, because at first it is. It is. And at first, so many people don't know how to sit still, or they can't sit still. And one of the things I say is that, you know, part of the practice is learning how to feel intensity in the body without neglecting or getting distracted or, you know, focusing on something outside of yourself, but rather going, let me feel that. And dropping in.
Diana, there are so many lessons of yoga in yoga that are relevant for sex, actually. The more I speak to you, the more I'm like, oh.
I absolutely agree. And it's just how and what you focus on teaching in the yoga that makes it that way. Mm. But it's really the same, because it's just something that you're doing with your body, and you're trusting yourself to be safe to feel everything, so that you don't block your joy, you know? So like, if I'm blocking other feelings, I'm just blocking joy. I'm blocking my peace. Mm-hmm. I think people that are really good at feeling discomfort tend to feel bigger joy.
Bingo. No, I completely agree with that. I really do. I just think because when you're having sex, or when you're doing yoga, practicing yoga, like, you are quiet, like there's not much going on apart from your body doing things, and that creates space for those thoughts, the emotions and the sensations. There's space for them all, and you can't get away from it, because there you are doing it. And that's why it's so uncomfortable. And so you want to distract yourself, or you want to like think, why am I not doing it right? It's the same thought. Oh, I need to be looking like this. I need to sound like this. I need to move like this. Instead of allowing ourselves the freedom to do what is coming naturally and to actually listen to what is happening, paying attention to what is
absolutely happening. Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
We're speaking the same language.
I know.
You took me on a real journey there, Diana. I have to tell you, because I was all into the playing and the moving, and then all of a sudden you like took it to another level, and then I was like, whoa. I see where you're going, and I like it.
I know. I love that. I love this conversation.
Felt like an evolution.
It was. It is.
valid. It is playful and fun and flowy and free, and it is also a really powerful vehicle for experiencing these sensations and processing emotions and learning to be in your body.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully, you know, all of your listeners that didn't know that may get a glimpse into that by hearing this too. And knowing that there are things that you can do to help you feel more comfortable and safe in your skin and enjoy the things that should give you pleasure.
And so for me, the ways that I like to access yoga that I'm going to be adding your elements to, let me know if you think these are helpful or useful. I love to do in the evening when I'm like chilling in the lounge, I love to do some kind of yin yoga. Like I'll choose one position to just sit in for a while. Sometimes that's 10 seconds, sometimes it's more. But like I love having my knees out, my feet together, I love sitting like that for a while, or I'll just pick one position and just do it for a while. That's something I enjoy doing sometimes. And again,
I love that.
Because it's calming and opening, and it definitely discomfort creeps in.
Yes, but I think what you're talking about is one of the elements of an entire practice, but a very important one, and the one that allows your nervous system to slow down, settle, so that you do connect more. And if it's 10 seconds, it probably wasn't relaxing your nervous system, right? So if you like are like, oh, I gotta get out, and there's a little bit more of like an agitation, then that's good too. And then you just kind of let yourself get out when you want to. That's what I love about yin. It's not rigid. There's not a rigid shape about yin. There's not a rigid time. It's let's drop in, feel it. How long can you stay? How long can you stay and stay relaxed? And when you can't stay relaxed anymore, maybe it's time to come out.
Yeah. And you can just pick one particular position that feels appealing. And I've tried to like trust myself, like, oh yeah, maybe I need to do that today. It's not something I do every day. And then sometimes in the morning, I love to do a sun salutation sometimes. And I know I said at the beginning, I'm like, don't want to do rigid rules. But the reason I like a sun salutation is because I've practiced it enough times over the years on and off to kind of know the flow a bit. And then that lets me make it my own a bit, if that makes sense. I know kind of what I'm going for, and then I just like let myself do what I feel like, but I just generally follow the kind of guide, you know, I do the things in whatever order, but I quite enjoy that. And it does feel good. Like I love downward dog. I love a cat, cow. Yeah, those things are fun.
I love a good forward bend. What would you say if I did a 15-minute video yoga flow for you and your clients that they could just do for free? If I sent it to you, they could just click on a link and then do it, you know, and do some just to even get them started and moving. And I can coach them through and move just like 15 minutes or something. Would you love that?
I would say thank you. That's very, very generous. And if I said no, then I think everyone would be very annoyed with me. That's very generous of you, Diana. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that would be so, that would feel so good for me to give to you and your people.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. What a gift. Yeah. Yes, please. Let me give it a try. As long as it's got some bum wiggles in it, then good.
It's going to have some bum wiggles, some hip circles, and it's going to be for beginners. So you don't need any experience whatsoever.
Perfect. And can you also make up like a Sanskrit sounding name for bum wiggle?
Yes. But bum wiggle is so great. Bum wiggle is so great because, you know, I've never heard anyone but you say bum wiggle.
We'll stick to bum wiggle then. I think that sounds perfect.
Me too.
Down, wiggle it out. Oh, that sounds great. Thank you.
Have to add asana at the end of it. Bum wiggle asana. And then you got it.
Asana. Asana. No. Yeah. Getting to that time of night where I make bad jokes.
Oh no. It's good. It's always good. You're always funny.
Oh, that's a bit too generous. Oh, Diana, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us. Please, for anybody who doesn't know you or where to find you, where can we find you and how can people work with you?
You can work with me just by reaching out. You can find me on Instagram. I also have a website and it's dianavitantonio.com or at Diana Vitantonio.
I just love your name. You could just keep saying it. It sounds very sexy.
Thanks. I like you say it a little bit better, but you know, I'm a sucker for an accent. So, and
yeah,
a British accent.
A British accent. It sounds like it should have an Italian accent. Diana Vitantonio. Bad, yeah. Bad accent.
No, that's exactly it.
Thank you so much. It's been great fun ending my day with this gorgeous conversation. And you've got me like feeling a craving for wiggling my bum. And my hips.
I know, I see it. We're doing hip circles over here and shoulder wiggles.
We're stirring the pot, baby.
That's right. Oh, thank you so much.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, Diana. And I'm looking forward to chatting again with you soon. That is all for today. I really hope that you enjoyed this interview. Let me know in the comments below what was your biggest takeaway. And if there's something you really want me to cover or somebody you'd love me to interview, then let me know as well. I want to hear from you. And before I go, if you would like some more free educational content to help you to have more fun in the bedroom, then head over to my website, inbedwithlisa.com/free-resources, and you can grab my free 56-page ebook called The A to Z of Fun Sex. It is full of 26 ideas that are going to make you want to cancel tonight's plans, so be warned. Thank you so much for sticking around, and I'll see you next time.